Carol. Offering of gifts from the earth. Number one, water. Water is the source of all life. It is pure and refreshing. It flows, cleans, and nourishes. Water is a vital element we must take care of. Through the water cycle, we are intimately connected to all creation. As we offer this vessel of water, let us remember how essential it is to all life on our planet. Let us strive to always care for it, use it wisely, and help keep it clean of pollutants.
Offering of gifts from the earth, soil. We offer up this pot of soil to remind us of all the minerals and unseen resources it harbors within. Sometimes we forget that the earth we walk on is, like water, another source of life. From it, plants, trees, and all living creatures are nourished. We harvest its minerals and rocks to build our homes and cities. Let us remember to care for our earth and harvest its resources in moderation.
Offerings of gifts from the earth, seeds. As we offer up these seeds, we are reminded of the potential they possess. Seeds, if cared for lovingly and properly, grow, mature, and bear fruit. Like the seed, we too need to be loved, cared for, and nurtured by all those around us in order to grow to our full potential as disciples of Christ. When we look at these seeds, let us remember not only our potential, but that we need to love and care for others as well.
Offering gifts from the earth, plant and animal. In the scripture reading, we hear how God appointed us to take care of the earth and rule over the plants and animals. We realize that we are integrally connected to all living things through the food chain and the elements of the earth. As we offer up this plant and animal, let us remember to make wise decisions and treat all living creatures with kindness.
Offering the cross. We offer this cross to remind us of the profound love of God, bring life to death. Through his compassion, he gave us life and made our beautiful world. In this Easter season, let us remember, give thanks to him always, and praise him for his wondrous creation. Let us bring life and not death to our island home, the earth. As we think of these gifts this morning, we think of the water and the soil and the seeds and the plants that spring out of the soil and the animals that live on the earth. We think of the cross. And the cross that I'm holding in my hand this morning comes from England. It's the cross of reconciliation from Coventry Cathedral. And I went there many years ago. And this cross is made of nails that were taken out of the cathedral that was bombed during World War II. And they pulled up the nails and they made them into crosses of reconciliation. And people came from Dresden in Germany, and you may know that after the cathedral at Coventry had been bombed, the English went back and bombed the church in Dresden. And so people afterwards, as a sign of reconciliation, came from Dresden, people who had been once enemies, and they worked together with the people in Coventry and helped to rebuild the cathedral, and they also took apart and made these crosses. And these crosses have been sold over the years and made as a sign of reconciliation that through the cross we can be reconciled. And that's our challenge today in this time as we think about the earth, that we have to re-begin a journey of reconciliation of ourselves to the earth. Reconciliation to the animals that live on the earth. A reconciliation to the seeds and the soil and to all the plants and to the water, and to use it humbly and to use it mindfully, that we can't just use it as if it was a thing, but it's really the source of our being. And I believe that Jesus is calling us to this. As Jesus rose from the dead, Jesus also challenges us to demonstrate our love for him through our love for the earth, God's first word of creation. So I invite others to share now their thoughts on this day of looking at the elements, thinking about the gospel. Jesus was here at the beginning of the earth, the creation billions of years ago, and Jesus is with us now. So I invite your thoughts.
Dave, I appreciated you asking me to talk about the soil. And this dish of soil that I'm holding comes from my parents' property. It's been a source of minerals to nourish our garden here for 64 years now on this property. Mom used the soil to grow flowers, to which gave birds, bees, and insects nectar for nourishment, and pollen to cross-pollinate our tree blossoms to grow fruit. Dad uses the soil to grow vegetables. He plants a very large garden every spring, which produces much, much more than we can eat. When I ask him why he plants so much, he says it's because others need food, and it gives him much pleasure to share. I then thought about what the soil means to me. Thanks to my parents, I'm also grateful, for without it, I wouldn't have the need to pull weeds. I find that getting my hands in the soil is my muse. I've discovered it's where I can solve my problems and receive inspiration. So I give thanks for the soil.
Thank you, Liz.
I'm thinking of two things. I read about water and how precious it is, and I've lived on the prairies where there was drought. I've also lived in India where women carried water from a pond in jugs on their head. And another thing that came to my mind when Dave was talking about the cross made of nails, I read a little thing just the other day that all of us are like hammers. Some of us pound nails in, and some of us pull nails out. Which one are you?
Thank you, Carol.
May I speak?
Sure.
Yeah, I was thinking of the air, and I've been reading online that the air is much cleaner now with everybody being closed in, and you can see the mountains and the Himalayas, and you can see other cities much clearer, like Beijing. So it's neat that we can actually see things that we couldn't see before. Mm-hmm. And in Venice, talking about water, there are fish, and the water is much clearer, and it goes on and on.
Lovely.
I think one of the things I was thinking of was back
to our, when we have Bible study and how all, we are all stewards of our earth. And we all need to take care of all of these things, soil, water, all of these elements are our earth itself. And it's up to all of us to step up and help to care for our planet.
Thank you, Valerie. Anyone else like to share about the seeds, the plants, the animals, anything that comes to your mind? David?
Well, building on what Fran shared with us, I'm thinking exactly the same thing. I mean, about the air pollution. I mean, I work outside, and I'm getting the feeling that I am now viewing things on the horizon that I didn't know were there. We've all been praying for weeks now that governments will institute radical change and radical policy. And I think that hopefully now with the fact that we've been so changed, you know, so quickly, but so many people are seeing the difference in what is really a very short period of time. I think, you know, it's one thing to talk about air pollution reduction or whatever, but it's quite another that people see in their daily lives immediately how fast and how profound the change can be with really what is, I mean, not an impossible change to pull off. But there is hope. Mm-hmm. That, you know, if people do make changes, I mean, I would like to see as part of our recovery from this virus that government sees that if they're going to be spending vast sums of money, that maybe those vast sums of money could go towards different industries so that when we do come out and get back to life, that we're not really living the same way that we did before. Mm-hmm. You know, Val and I are big Star Trek fans, and there's a movie of Star Trek where they talk about the moment when humans first met people from other planets. And they said it united humanity in a way that nobody thought possible. And maybe this is, for looking at the silver lining, at least maybe something of the fact that we are trying now to work together finally to change a common problem that everybody now has. And, maybe they realize that in working together, we can really make a change.
Yeah. Thank you, David. I brought a giraffe today. This is our friend Giraffe. Some of you remember Giraffe from church. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Jackal has got the virus, and he's feeling low. So he didn't join us today. Giraffe. But Giraffe, you know, we here together today are practicing giraffe-ness because we are sticking our necks out to talk about Earth Day, worshiping God and worshiping and understanding the Earth to which we're all connected. And that, you know, we have to stick our necks out, and it takes big hearts to do that. And all of us are, because this is an uncomfortable medium. And, you know, I've made mistakes as I've been presenting the words across the screen and so on. But our genuineness of loving God and loving each other and loving the planet is what we're about this day. So I'm seeing this as a moment of giraffe-ness. Any other thoughts?
I have a mailbox on my mail route shaped like a giraffe. And every day when I pull up to it, I have to make a specific little turn with my steering wheel or I'll hit the mirrors with it. It's sticking his neck out too, but in a way that I have to be very careful of.
Well, David, there's a restaurant in White Rock that has giraffe as its principal theme. And if you go in it, it's just on the rise up above the old train station. And everything in the in the place is giraffe. They've got giraffe napkin rings and giraffe placemats, and they've totally got involved in nonviolent communication. Anybody else like to share? Thank you. Let's move through forward in our worship. As we seek to relax our grip, so the earth, our fragile sister, might rest from our labors, help us see our world more vividly than we have done. As we seek to be wise stewards of the gifts of creation, of earth and timber and minerals, soil and water, help us know your world more humanely. Sharing God, draw us to contemplation and silence, so that we might see and wonder our lives intertwined, the squirrels and the cardinal, the creatures great and small, of the land and sea, the beauty of each season. Help us to see the birth, growth, death, and rebirth cycle, so to give us courage in the ongoing creation of our Creator.
Deepen our faith
and
enliven our thinking. Nourish our
bodies
and strengthen our souls, that we may obey
your
message in the world.
Your servant
for the common
wisdom of the earth.
Make us
believers of a new order,
prosperers of a
new earth.
Grant us grace through Christ of the cosmos. Call us to follow in the footsteps of Jesus and the love with earth and with our brothers. And give us a measure of the spirit that these commitments we make before you might make our work holy.
Amen. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Sunday cycle of prayer, pray for the evangelical Lutheran Church, Dean, Council, and Congregation of the Manitoba Synod area, Manitoba, pray for Bishop Frank Alava, clergy and people of our companion, Episcopal Diocese, our partner parish, St. Gregory of Narragansett, Anglican Church, we pray for Archbishop Anne Vermont, and clergy Diocese of Algoma, for Archbishop Linda Nichols, National Anglican Archbishop Martin Donald, and for the Anglican Council in the also Archbishop Metropolitan of D.C. in the Yukon, Archbishop of the Diocese of the U.S., Elizabeth Kelton. Our diocese, we pray for St. Elsa, St. George, Maple Ridge, David Edgerton, St. George, Fort Langley, Reverend Lee Duncan, Eileen Nurse, Karen Sawyer. Also pray for St. Mark, Jason Park, clergy. We pray too for the Diocesan Indigenous Justice Coordinator, Jerry Adams. Our parish, we pray for our priests, David, Mike, Jack, Bryson, and Paul. In the time of COVID-19, we pray.
When we are here, help us to come.
Information
comes from outside for us to not help us to descend. When fear makes us free, and anxiety seems to be the order of the day.
Slow us down, God. Help us to reach out with our hearts. When we can't touch with our hands, help us to be socially. And when we have to be socially
distant, help us to love perfectly as you can.
And
in that perfect love shall have all fear.
For the doctors, pray. For the nurses, pray.
For the
nurses, doctors, and leaders, and aides, and the caregivers, pray.
For the researchers and theorists, epidemiologists and investigators, those who are sick, those who are grieving,
for all who are affected, all around the world, we pray for safety, for health, and health for our wholeness.
May we feed the hungry, give strength to the thirsty, clothe the naked, help those without hope.
May we all help those who feel the sick, in spite of the epidemic, in the love of the Creator. In the name of our Lord, in the life of the Holy Spirit, in all and with all, we pray. May it be so. Amen.
May it be so.
Amen. All-powerful God, you are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of your creatures. You embrace with your tenderness all that exists. Pour out upon us the power of your love that we may perfect life and beauty. Fill us with peace, that we may live as brothers and sisters, harming no one. O God of the poor, help us to rescue the abandoned and forgotten of this earth, so precious in your eyes. Bring healing to our lives, that we may protect the world and not prey on it, that we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Touch the hearts of those who look only for gain at the expense of the poor and the earth. Teach us to discover the worth of each thing, to be filled with awe and contemplation, to recognize that we are profoundly united with every creature as we journey towards your infinite light. We thank you for being with us each day. Encourage us, we pray, in our struggle for justice, love, and peace. Amen.
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 Let us give thanks for the East, for the ancient hills and the valleys and streams without end, for the green Atlantic from the reaches of Newfoundland to the Bay of Fundy, for the large hemlock, for black bear and mountain trout, for cardinals and Easter bluebirds, for sheep in the hayfields of late August.
We bless you,
O God, for the East.
Let us give thanks for the West, for soaring mountains and searing deserts, for waters roaring into the Pacific Ocean, for Fraser River salmon, for snow buntings and western meadowlarks, for ponderosas and Jeffrey pine, for the mist of the BC Island Coast, and for the Olympic Peninsula.
We bless you,
O God, for the
ocean. Let us give thanks for the North, for the barren band of tundra and wild features stretching the Yukon, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut, across the land, for the polar bear and the loon, and for the bad land of Alberta and the lakes of Manitoba, for northern pike and seal eye, for waving wheat fields near the heartland of Saskatchewan.
We bless you, O God,
for
the moment. Let us give thanks for the help, for the broad St. Lawrence, lakes of Ontario, for the fords of Newfoundland, for the red maple tree and the beaver in Quebec, for the catfish and parrotfish, and for the field crops and the colors in the water, and the thunder of the Niagara.
We bless you,
O God, for the south.
Bring our thoughts into one. Let us pray the way that Jesus taught us, and I invite you to use the words that make you most comfortable. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom
come, your will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today
our daily bread, and forgive us our sins,
as we forgive
those who sin against us.
Save us from our time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Celebrating God's gift to us, the planet Earth, let us go in the peace this Easter season to love and serve the Creator. In the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
So, Kathy is not with us, but John is. So, happy birthday to Kathy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Kathy. So, John, are you taking Kathy out for a $5 buff lunch at the Broken Wind?
We do that on generally a weekly basis. Change things up a little bit, yes. Yes.
So I want to say
this has given us a lot of food for thought. And I guess with the situation we're in, we will hopefully, when we come out the other side, have learned enough about our situation here on Earth to make some progress toward doing things differently.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's always some sort of a positive way of looking at whatever happens to us.
So I'm just flashing up some written thank yous and notes that I want to particularly note the Parish Council for your leadership, and to the wardens, Rick and Jenny, for looking after the management, and also to Graham, and to all everyone. And also appreciate the wardens joining me in phoning and caring for people. And with God's help, we'll overcome this crisis.
Amen.
All right. So it's sort of coffee time, if you have your coffee. And I'll stop the share and we'll see more of each other. And there's Sue. I just wonder if anybody wants to share.
They're just saying hi to Erica.
Ah. She's very quiet. And
the only male that looks important for you is there's a letter from Hong Kong. It looks like a card. It costs $5 Hong Kong to send it.
Good heavens.
So if you want me to open it sometime with Graham, anything else is bills, I think Graham has.
85 cents.
Hey?
$5 Hong Kong is 85 cents.
There you go.
Wow, that's the price. What are the denominations of their bills, David?
I think $10 up to $1,000.
Wow. So you get a package of gum for $10.
I would imagine that'd be about right, yes.
Wow.
Tom could take Kathy up to dinner for $100,000.
That's a lot of money, $100,000 Hong Kong.
That'd be quite the meal. So it's good to see you all. How is everyone doing? Anybody like we shared a little bit of Bible study this morning, but anybody like to share now how it's going for you?
Well, I guess I could
I'm
of the nature that I have to be busy. So that's why I'm walking a lot. And the walking is helping me deal with the situation because it keeps me active. I guess when you have to swing your arms and move your legs, you have to actually think about it to some extent. so that the mind is actually able to relax a little bit.
Mm.
I guess when you're walking as much as I do, I'm finding I'm sleeping a whole lot better, too, because at the end of the day, I'm tired. But thank goodness, you know, it's great to be tired, because then you can actually sleep.
And the air is better, too.
It is, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, Fran.
We've been working on our large property, so that keeps us really busy. I've been starting to garden and rototilling and all that. My biggest thing now is the doctor said we might open the schools in May, which threw me for a loop because it still has to be with social distancing. So I'm guessing they would have school in shifts with one half or one third of the class for a little while, and then the next group comes and the next group comes. Now that doesn't involve me because I'm a librarian and I've been working on books. I mean, if they want to sign out books, that's how it involves me. But for the teachers, it's going to be quite something to plan all this. Mm-hmm. Having the kids come, if they do come back in May, we don't know. Mm-hmm. And our big outing is to go to buy groceries if we have to, or to go to the Broken Whisk and get our meal on Wednesday. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Oh. It is. Whoever wants to, go ahead.
Well, our date night is going to the dump. Go to dump all our trash and take our recyclables in. I've had a very interesting week regarding exotic animals. And first of all, someone near Agassiz, where we have our second place there, took a photograph of a wild cat. And we figured out it was a bobcat or something. And so that I thought it might have been a lynx, but turned out to be a bobcat, and although it was just a photograph, I thought it was quite fascinating to see such an animal living in my immediate area up there, and I'd never really seen a bobcat photographed that close. Anyways, another thing was that while I was delivering the mail, and this was all in one week, I encountered two other different animals. One was, there's a customer of mine that has a hobby farm, I guess, and as I drove by with their mail, like, they live at the end of a, you know, a road you can't see them from the main road. You have to turn down their road and drive for a couple of minutes. But in this hobby farm, the woman's caring for an emu.